And let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed, who's at the airport on her way to Phoenix, Arizona. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, and happy Friday. I know we've been talking about St. Jude and all the work that they do all week long. You know, they're a world leader when it comes to curing illnesses and saving lives of children. Well, this morning, Tom, I want to share the story of how St. Jude helped a little girl in her battle against sickle cell disease. I'm going inside her story with her mother, Pamela. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, I know your daughter, Alechi, was diagnosed when she was a baby. How old was she when you found out she had sickle cell?
You know, the new baby screening is really what kicked off that we might have sickle cell. And then we went back and Meharry did another screening by the time she was 6 weeks old to confirm that it was sickle cell disease.
Oh, and that had to be heartbreaking for you, I might imagine.
You know, when you're holding a perfectly beautiful little girl and it doesn't look like anything is wrong on the inside, and then you hear the diagnosis, she has an incurable disease, it drops your heart to a position that you just can't pick it up.
Now, did she start showing symptoms? I know sickle cell affects patients differently. Did she start showing symptoms early in life?
She did. She, for the first 6 months, we did not see any symptoms. But after 6 months, Alechi started becoming really ill. She would run fevers, and we could tell within 6 months that something was wrong, where she was hospitalized quite a bit after that. We would stay in the hospital pretty much every 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. How'd you find out about St. Jude?
St. Jude is an amazing place. Once we got diagnosed, we were taken to our children's hospital, and they quickly told us, you know what, from now on until Alechi is 18, her care would be taken care of by St. Jude. We thought St. Jude just dealt with cancer.
Most people do.
But we found out they deal with all illnesses that children have that are incurable.
Yeah,
and
in
sickle
fact,
cell was one of them.
In fact, sickle cell was the first one. They started out
exactly
treating sickle cell patients.
Wow. What was unique about St. Jude and the way they stepped in and managed Alechi's care?
Oh, my goodness. Apart from just how unique St. Jude is, that no family pays, no matter what, they pay for everything when we walk out into that door, including the family's meal, our care while we're there. You know, we don't get a copay. We don't get any payments. We don't pay anything. Mm. Apart from that, just uniqueness of St. Jude. St.
Wow.
Jude has taken on Alechi as one of theirs, where the medicine they've put her on, when Alechi came on, children were not on hydroxyurea at the time. When they noticed how critical Alechi's illness was, that her organs were being damaged early by sickle cell, they went ahead and put her on it. And this medicine has been a miracle because Alechi's body now creates cells that do not sickle.
Wow. How old is she?
She's 10.
Wow.
Bumbling 10, playing violin, about to start tennis. She's a busy 10-year-old.
And where are you from?
I am originally West African. I'm Nigerian, but God knew that she was coming, and my first job after college was in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow.
How is Alechi's health these days? How's she doing?
She's perfectly fine. She's working on her black belt, which she should get in 2 months in Taekwondo. You could not tell Alechi's ill at all.
Oh, wow.
Pamela, what do you want other parents out there to know about St. Jude? Because a lot of folks just don't know that the help is there.
First of all, it is absolutely an amazing place. I don't know how to emphasize that. From the valet parking where the parents walk in to the nurses, the doctors, the cleaners, everybody, people, just strangers will walk up and just hug your child and hold your child. It is the most incredible place. It does not feel like a hospital. And I want people to pray for St. Jude and to donate to St. Jude because they help so many families, not just in this country, but even people coming from overseas that have children with incurable disease, and St. Jude takes them with open arms.
Wow.
It's an amazing place.
I read somewhere, and I can't remember, was it a day or a week per week, but it costs St. Jude over $1 million a day or $1 million a week just to operate.
They run at $1 million a day. You're right. It
takes $1 million
a day. to operate St. Jude. And again, parents don't pay for nothing, including our breakfast, lunch, and dinner when we go for clinics.
Now, Pamela, for parents out there who are thinking, you know what, I want to take my child to be under the care of St. Jude, do they have to turn some people away because they don't have enough money? How do you qualify? I mean, were you just lucky?
You know, no. That's the amazing thing of St. Jude. They don't turn parents away. They just don't. I mean, we were told, okay, your child has this incurable disease. Here's the person that's going to meet you in St. Jude. And St. Jude was phenomenal. Our first meeting when Alechi was first diagnosed was, I think, the lowest part. They were so informative. They told us all the organs that will be affected by sickle cell and the plan of action that they were going to take to help Alechi. It was amazing. So nobody gets turned away by St. Jude that I have heard of.
Wow.
Hmm. So it seems like they not only give you, you know, the support you need monetarily, as in the cost are all covered or free to you, but they also seem to give you a lot of information as a parent.
They're educators, they're counselors, they're for the kids. They're just an incredible place. I've told people, if there's a place you ever want to, if you feel bad, go see the kids at St. Jude, because mm-hmm. that place does not feel like a hospital. It feels like a child's playground.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And she's absolutely right. I've been there, and I know what she's talking about. It is an amazing, phenomenal place.
Well, we are praying for Aleche and that she stays healthy, and for
and
you and the rest
black
of your
belt
kids,
in
Pamela.
Time.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. God bless you.
Congratulations.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Good job,
all right, I
Jackie.
Gave you the first number at the top of the hour. I'm going to give you the second number after this break, and then Huggy Lowdown, followed by J. Anthony Brown, Murdering Another Hit.
J.J.
25 past the hour.